Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. Happy Friday to you. Don't get started with your weekend yet. We need your phone calls. We need your prayer requests and your prayer intentions. This is our God, We Need You Now show, our urgent prayer requests. We do this twice a month, the prayer shows, very active shows. We're already getting calls coming in right now. And here's how it's going to work. I'm going to go as fast as I possibly can to get you logged into the prayer book. We pray round the clock, adoration, mass, rosary, you name it, we do it because we believe in the power of prayer and we storm heaven as the mystical body of Christ. So here's what I need from you. If you have something on your mind or your heart that you want some friends like us to join you in prayer, I'm going to ask you to call in. You call in, you share what the prayer request is or intention and maybe a little bit of a background story or detail so we can pray specifically. If you feel comfortable, give us the first name of the person you're praying for, the people you want to include, just the first names, if you feel comfortable, because we do like to pray by name. Now, God knows who these people are, so we trust that to God, but it would be great to have that in the book. So if you have that information, you want to call it in, and then I'll put you on air. We'll talk about it. I'll get you in the prayer book. Also, I will retrieve all of the on the social media streams, all the prayer requests there. Also on Take Two, the different emails that are coming in to us, and on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So take2@ewtn.com is the way to email us. You can get your prayer intentions there. God knows your mind and your heart and what you're praying for. If you don't get on air, you know, you made the effort, you asked for that group prayer around you. So God knows that. So be at peace with that. But if we can get it out to the world, let's do it. So here's the number. If you have an urgent prayer request, the number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's so easy. Just call in. You'll speak to Matt Kabinsky. He'll chat with you for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live, and you'll slip right into the discussion for this prayer show. So it's 833-288-3986. Okay, please start calling in now. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you want us to surround you and join you in prayer, then you're part of the family. If you're listening to us, we're a live call-in show all over the world, and we've been doing this for 10 years and a few months. So you know what? It's very exciting to have this platform. So let's use it wisely and make sure we get some miracles. Now, if you have a praise report, I'd love to hear that too. So if you have a praise report, basically you're shouting it to the world. We all get to praise God. That builds confidence in prayer, and that's exactly what we want. Okay, half of the lines are filled already. That's great. There's room for you. The number to dial is 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call us. Now, you can also, there's a texting feature. You can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you give us your name and your prayer request. And just know that message and data rates may apply. So you can text us too. That's a great way to get your prayer requests in and into the prayer book. I added a personal prayer request. I have an urgent prayer request. It's personal. I added it right to the prayer book, and I'm just making sure it's in there. Yep, it is. Okay, we're good to go. And now I need to hear from you. And if you're going to call in about prayers for the repose of the soul of Charlie Kirk and prayers for his family, they're already in the book. Okay, we've got them in the book. You're welcome to do that again, but they're in the book. I just want you to, and for all the other shootings and killings and massacres and things that are happening all around the world, they're all in the book. And prayer for the unborn, in the book. Prayer for the souls in purgatory, in the book already. Okay, so I think everybody's got the ground rules on this, which is good. I'm trying to get as many calls in as possible. And actually, I'm gonna go to Marie in, let's see, North Jersey. Sirius XM 130 is the way Marie's waiting, and how she's listening, and she's waiting in North Jersey. Marie, you take it away. We're gonna start. We're gonna see how fast we can go and get as many people in the book as possible. Hi, Marie.
Yeah, hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I like to have prayers for my daughter. Her name is Krista. She's been trying for so long to conceive a baby and is having some difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is, and your daughter, you said you gave us her name. It clipped out a bit. Did you give us her first name?
Yes, Krista.
Krista. Okay, got it. I could put Krista. Okay. And it says here, so you've heard about fertilitycare.org, which
yes,
is NAPRO technology.
He gave me all that information. I did not know of that.
Okay, yeah. Fertilitycare.org is Dr. Thomas Hilger's, and it's the organization for NAPRO technology and the ability. It's amazing with the research and the work they're doing there. I would definitely check it out. Matt just sent me over the website, because I can't do too many things at once. I'm trying to get the prayer book situated
Matt has
here.
Given it to me. Thank you so much.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm getting it out to the world too, because I'm sure there's others that are really struggling. One thing I want you to do, Marie, is go to, obviously, are you going to St. Gerard?
Oh, yes. Yes. I bought my daughter a bracelet with St. Gerard on it.
Okay.
And we are praying very hard to St. Gerard.
Perfect. Perfect. Go also to the Child Jesus. Okay, the Child Jesus,
okay,
Infant of Prague, or the Child Jesus, El Divino Niño. Go to the Child Jesus too, okay? Because it's
okay.
Also,
I will.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Do some novenas there. Okay, Marie, and keep us posted on Krista. And we want a praise report soon. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bless you all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, that was a great call to start us off on this urgent prayer request show. I am writing as quick as I possibly can. We are getting calls coming in and messages. So we got Lulu, for a faithful soul who may take their life if our Lord does not intervene. God, make a way. Lord, make haste. Okay, absolutely. We want to protect all souls. We've got to pray for those that are falling into despair. Very, very dangerous. We need to pray for those souls and walk with them. Ellen, for my intentions and needs. You got it, Ellen. Got it in the book. Okay. We're going to get back to the phones. When we get back, 833-288-EWTN. Please call us. This is our urgent prayer request show here on Take Two. This is our urgent prayer request show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We just got another text message that came in. Great, great feature to go quickly. And it's from Laura, who said, please pray for good mental health in my family. Absolutely, Laura. We've got it in the prayer book. We're going to get to Robin in Texas in just a moment. Robin, don't go anywhere. I wanted to share a couple things. I am wearing my my ball cap today, and that is because I'm on the final day co-hosting the Share-a-thon at Sacred Heart Radio out of Seattle and surrounding areas. Amazing last day of a Share-a-thon. It's a three-day Share-a-thon, weekday Share-a-thon, and then a couple hours on Saturday. It's going great, and that just reminds me to tell everyone listening, when your local Catholic radio station comes to you and says it's fall Share-a-thon, Care-a-thon, pledge drive, fund drive, please give generously. Please, please, please. Catholic radio is needed now more than ever. We know that. A lot of non-Catholics are participating and contributing to the evangelization effort movement of Catholic radio, and it's so important we keep it going strong into the future so we can have programs like this where we can come together and we can really build the virtual community. It's incredible. So, and don't forget EWTN, please. So, and pray for the success of all pledge drives that are ending today. It's tough sometimes. It's a workout to go all week long to be asking for money. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share there. And then also I wanted to share this. Saints are the heroes of the Catholic faith. They serve as examples for all Catholics, showing us how to lead a more satisfying, more spiritual life in communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. View our comprehensive documentation of saints who serve as theologians and doctors of the Church. Visit EWTN.com and click on Catholicism. Okay, Robin is up next in Texas on Armor of God Radio. Hi, Robin. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask for prayers today for my husband, Jeff, who suffers from addiction. Mm-hmm. It's really rough right now. It's been several years, but it's really coming to, the demon has a hold of him, and it's really bad.
Is he seeking any kind of professional help with this, Robin?
Not really. I mean, he has thought some in the past, but there's really no follow through, and he's really not doing it for himself.
Okay. So, and is he Catholic, Robin?
Yes. Okay. I am.
All right. So we definitely, I mean, this sounds very, very serious and urgent, and I think we need to go to Padre Pio. This is the month of
ma'am. Daily.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yeah, let's definitely continue to ask Padre Pio to step in, to put people into view for your for Jeff, and to get him to realize what he needs to do, his own work, his own self-discovery, also a support system around you and Jeff, so that you can guys can get through this and manage it, and have a beautiful rest of your life. That's what you want. That's what we look forward to, a beautiful future. We should always look forward to that with hope and joy. So in order to do that, we go to the church triumphant to surround you and Jeff, okay?
Thank you so much, Debbie. I truly appreciate you putting us in the prayer book.
You got it. Would you keep us posted when you see some forward movement?
Yep.
Don't forget prayer and fasting too. Prayer. So we got the prayer down. Fasting. It doesn't have to be from food. It can be from other things you want to fast from. And then you want to fast and you want to give. So almsgiving. Fast and give. Always remember.
Ma'am.
Okay. Always remember that. That's how you get really quick movement. Okay.
Okay. Will do. Thank you again.
Thank you, Robin. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day and weekend. Okay, Shirley's up next in Rapid City, South Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Shirley.
Oh, hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was calling to ask for prayers for my husband and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I buried him yesterday.
Oh.
And I'm having a hard time today.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
And... yes, his name is Roger. Mine is Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to EWTN all the time. It gives me peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's my station to go to, and I thank you so much.
Oh, well, we thank you for trusting us with this very precious, and I mean precious, because this is the day after you laid your husband to rest, right? So this is
right.
you're at a very, very sensitive place in your emotional state. So Shirley, here's what I need you to do. I need you to lean on your guardian angel, okay? You ask your guardian angel to bring you comfort from this moment forward as you go through the grieving process, to really bring you comfort through prayers, through people, through places, through things. Just bring you comfort and take care of Shirley and be very, very gentle with yourself, because you're going through a very, very hard time. It sounds like you've been married a long time to Roger. Am I correct?
I've been with him for 40 years.
Exactly. So Shirley, this is your time for you to take care of yourself and to work through it, but lean on your guardian angel, please. And just ask your guardian angel to make sure that you can feel that comfort and you can feel our prayers. Remember, our guardian angels, they'll take our prayers to your guardian angel so you can be comforted. So just make sure you tap into the comforting feelings that are coming your way with the mystical body of Christ as you go through this. And you don't need me to say this. You know Roger is alive more now in Christ than he ever was walking on this earth. So he's alive and he's in all of eternity, which is so beautiful. But the rest of us who lose things and we lose people and we suffer loss, it's painful. There's no doubt about it. So we need comfort. And we want to send you that prayer comfort and that emotional comfort. And so we tap the guardian angels to help us. And we're coming up on the guardian angels feast day next week. So it's a perfect time to ask them, okay?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. Okay. And I will.
Okay, good. Please, please, it'll help you through this. And we're with you, Shirley. If you were here right in front of us, we would be hugging you right now and comforting you in that way. So just please feel our hugs and our care and our love.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And God bless you all.
Thank you, Shirley. And we're so sorry for your loss. But we've got Roger in the book. We've got you in the book. So call us again as you're journeying through this process, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay, we've got another message coming in. Prayers for Tom, who is undergoing chemo and radiation therapy for throat cancer. Okay, definitely. We are praying. I'll put it in the book. Absolutely, for throat cancer. That's very serious. Okay, thank you, Pedro. Pedro's doing a great job. If anyone else wants to text, it seems like it's the most convenient feature right now for the prayer show. You just text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you give us your name, the person you're praying for. If you feel comfortable, the prayer request, just know that message and data rates may apply. Just follow the promptings, and you'll be able to get through the texting. That's a very convenient feature. Also, we are getting at take2@ewtn.com. That's the way to email us. If it's a longer prayer request, you can email us there. You can go on Facebook, YouTube. I'm actually waving to everybody. Thanks, you guys, for getting the chats going. Put your prayer requests in the chats, please. And don't forget to, if you can give a first name, that's fantastic, because I can't stress it enough. When you pray specifically, it just seems as though you get a little bit of a faster, result. So, okay, Cindy's up next, and Cindy's in Houston, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Cindy, welcome.
Good morning, Debbie. Glad I got to listen to you guys this morning. I'm calling for prayers for my husband, John. He recently lost his job about 3 weeks ago, and he's devastated and has just been aggressively looking for a new one with no leads as of yet. But we've been praying, and the good thing is he's been going to daily mass.
Oh, he has. Oh, good. He's been going to daily mass. Perfect. Okay, have you heard of the Devotion of the Infant at Prague?
No.
Okay, I want you to go do this, and you do it quickly, but tell John not to be sad. Tell him not to be sad, okay? Hear me out on this. He needs to change his disposition, his attitude and outlook immediately. So be very hopeful. Be very joyful. Be very excited about what's ahead for you, Cindy, and for John. Go, if you want to, you can do this. It's so simple to do. You could go to your local gift store, a Catholic gift store or parish gift store. See if they have a small little statue of the Infant of Prague, a small little statue. Okay. Some of them are very ornate and very expensive. They're hundreds of dollars. Okay. You can also order a small one at EWTNRC.com. Okay. You can do that as well and have it shipped to you. Go and have it blessed. Okay. And then I want you to download, you can download it so easily online about EWTN.com or any place that has, a reputable Catholic source of the Novena to the Infant of Prague. Okay. Right. Put this statue in your home. You and your husband do it together. Keep doing it. Trust me on this. Keep doing it.
Sure.
Okay. And Cindy, you're going to be calling back with a praise report. In fact, John will be calling back with a praise report. Yeah.
We needed to hear those words.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I mean, it's Mother Angelica went to the child Jesus. And it's when you go to the child Jesus, whether it's the Infant of Prague or the El Divino Niño, when you go to the child Jesus, okay, you're tapping into a very deep intimacy with our Lord in a way that it produces really miraculous things. And some of that has to do with financial things. And so Mother Angelica was devoted to the child Jesus. And look at what Mother Angelica was able to do with her cooperation and her perseverance and her dedication and saying yes to the Lord. Look what you have. EWTN is the largest religious media outlet in the world, right? So when you go to the child Jesus, it's a different aspect. It's a different connection of our intention to the Lord, and it's so powerful. So I can't even begin to tell you how many miracles I've seen through praying to the devotion of the child Jesus, the infant of Prague. So Cindy, I'm excited for you. I would say that I'm just guessing now, but just because on average when I've heard of people and devotions, anywhere between a couple days to a few months, and you're going to be shocked. It's going to be amazing.
He always amazes me. That's for sure.
God is so good. He's good all the time. Yeah. All the time. Okay,
thank
Cindy.
You, Debbie. I appreciate you. Thank you for putting our names in the book.
Absolutely. You got it. You're in the book. All set. We're praying. Everybody's praying. So that's awesome. Okay, that was a great call. First time caller in Great Bend, Kansas on Iowa Catholic Radio Online is Kay. Hi, Kay. Welcome.
Hello. This is Kay Schmidt.
You go right
I'm
ahead.
I'm calling in for... I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. You go right ahead.
Okay. I'm calling in for two of my children. Mm-hmm. My oldest son has brain cancer, and he just had to retire from his job. He's a nurse, and he had to retire. He is 65. And he's on chemo and radiation. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter has dementia pretty bad.
Oh, no.
She still knows us, but she can't hardly speak. But I just pray that she will be safe and comfortable in the home that she's in.
Mm. Okay.
And with my son, he's now in the hospital he worked at for 35 years at Cox at Springfield, Missouri. And so all the nurses are looking after him because they all know him. But we do have him on lots of prayer lists, and I've been praying to Father Pio and several other saints also for him.
Beautiful. Okay. Do you feel comfortable at all? You don't have to, Kay. Do you feel comfortable giving us your son and daughter's first names?
Sure, sure. My son is Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z.
Okay. And your daughter?
Rhonda.
Rhonda, okay. Wow, you've got a lot you're dealing with, Kay, and we feel so just so humbled and honored that you would entrust us with these prayers. You know, you're a first-time caller, and so we take this seriously. So Fritz and Rhonda, they are in the book. You are in the book, Kay, as their mom.
Right.
You've got a lot you're dealing with. I mean, yeah, brain cancer is, it's tough, but your daughter's dementia, that's something that we're going to really have to increase our trust in God, and I love that you're going to Padre Pio. Anything else you wanted to share?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor and for 8 years, and it was the Lord, the Holy Spirit, that helped me through all that, and he's going to help us do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable with them, where they're at. My son, the only thing is, I just not for sure what to do. He's a fallen away Catholic, and he's a very good Christian. Was all the way Catholic, and I keep wondering if I should call to see if they have a Catholic chaplain at their hospital. I'm in Kansas, so
right,
I can't be there with him very much.
Well, here's what I would suggest, though, Kay. I would ask your son, since he's being cared for by the nurses there, because he's a nurse, right? And so the hospital probably knows him and everybody's visiting him. Maybe ask your son if he's open to having a priest visit him, Kay, visit him. Then you can turn it over to the nurses. They could contact the local parish, or you could ask the names of the parishes around the hospital if there's not a designated Catholic chaplain there. But usually there is sometimes. And so I would look into that. Let's pray for an openness in your son, Kay, that a priest will visit him and he'll come back to Holy Mother Church, Kay. Keep us posted. Thank you. This is our urgent prayer request show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back next week for a couple days. He's in seminary, so he's in classes. And, we're holding down the place here with our show team. That is amazing. Matt is on the phones. Michael's at the controls. Pedro's on social media. And I'm here as co-host. And I'm here at your service to be able to answer your call to be able to have this wonderful platform where we can storm heaven. We already have the Take Two family praying. We've got Infant of Prague devotees praying right now for the callers. We have also in the last caller, if you're still listening, that's Kay in Kansas. We have the Take Two family is praying right now that your son, Fritz, will be open to having a priest come to the hospital. And if you're going to Padre Pio, that is absolutely perfect because you'll get a priest there. We are praying so hard that that priest will either pass by his room or he'll be open to seeing a priest come in and visit him. And let's really, really focus on that. And Kay, please let us know, not if it happens, when it happens. That's what we're going for. We want Fritz to visit with a priest in the hospital. Okay. So Kay, just know we got really intense prayers going up to heaven for that intention there, that request. Okay. Thank you so much to everybody being patient. I'm going as fast as I possibly can. You need two or three people to host this show when we do the prayer shows. So I'm writing as fast as I can, and I've got my New Jersey speed on, so that's good. But take2@ewtn.com is the way to email us. You can go on social media, Facebook, YouTube, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. You can also follow me on my own personal Facebook page, Debbie Giorgiani. Please do that. That would be incredible. Then I can post some things there. Ron is up next. Or if you want to get on air with us, call us 833-288-3986. That's 833-288. It's EWTN. So 833-288-3986. Okay. Hold on, Ron. Don't go anywhere. I don't want to lose Ron. Ron has called in like three times this week and couldn't get on air with us. So, Ron, don't go anywhere. One of our great EWTN radio partners needs to hear from you next week. It's exactly what I was talking about. It's pledge drive, fall pledge drive season. Catholic Radio of South Carolina, with nine stations in South Carolina, kicks off their 2025 Radiothon on Thursday. So please support your Catholic radio station. Okay, Ron in LA, we are getting you on air today, and I'm waving to you on YouTube. Welcome back to Take Two, Ron.
Hi, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
I'm
so
on,
go right ahead.
Was it Relevant Radio today? But not Relevant. Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. I don't have the screen up right now, but I'm trying to go through this real quick. My brain's being frazzled. I'm under attack again. Mm-hmm. The vertigo and the motion sickness and all that's starting to hit me, which is why my voice is down. Last week in 48 hours, and I just about lost my voice. But I'm calling about broken family members who were affected by abuse of one form or another relating to various chemical and mental addictions that are happening. So I'm praying for any and all families who have had to deal with this breakage in families, from sexual abuse to rage and alcoholism and all this other stuff. For myself, this body's been under attack lately enough, and the vertigo and the not so many strokes have hit me hard the last week. And last weekend it was 48 hours straight, so I am having a real tough time.
Oof, man, you are one tough brother. I'm telling you, you go through things. I don't think you're like superhuman, Ron. I don't know what the deal is. God's got you here for a purpose. So, and you're strong. Your interior strength, and you fight off so many things on a regular basis. It's amazing. So God bless you. I mean, you've got to be recognizing that it has something to do with your faith, right? And the prayer that you receive on a regular basis.
Yeah, and also a praise report tied into that last weekend is, well, I was in the midst of the worst of it over on that Sunday. Mm-hmm. I had prayed to our Lord, and literally within minutes, I got a phone call from a Jesuit priest who saw me in less than 20 and had a full sacramental visit. So Jesus knew when he was going to make contact with me. I didn't, but my faith and that extension of prayer, I mean, you talk about within half an hour, I went from prayer to sacramental reception of our Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, amazing how our Lord shows up. It's incredible when we need the sacraments, when we need the strength, the graces, and the blessings. Ron, incredible. Ron, I need you to do me a favor, because you, when you pray for things, there's really, really fast movement. I've seen it before in all the years I've known you, Ron. I need you to pray. The caller before you, Kay, her son Fritz is in the hospital with brain cancer. He's a fallen away Catholic. He's a good Christian, she said, but you know, we want him to have a visit from a priest. Would you pray for that? Like, and maybe align some of your sufferings so that we get some attention from God there.
Yeah. Like most people, I don't completely get the offered up, but I do as much as I can, you know, on a conscious level, to offer up everything I'm going through to everybody, including what you've been through with the eyes and all the mm-hmm. people I've heard about. And I did hear that call about him.
Okay.
So I will do so as much as I can, even if it's just like Mother Angelica did once on a show. She said, you know, she couldn't go into some full prayer. She just said, Lord, we just help him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so that may be all I've got the strength for, but my next wave is hitting me. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you, all of you out there who've prayed for me in this last decade that I've been a part of this family.
Well, Ron, we love you. Take care and stay strong, okay? Stay strong and feel those prayers from all of the Take Two family. Thank you, Ron. So glad we got you on air today. I appreciate it. Boy, you definitely kept trying, and I'm so glad it was for this prayer show. God bless you, Ron. We'll talk to you again real soon. Okay, we're going to get to Aaron in Kansas City, Kansas, in just a moment. Aaron, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I want to share some of these text messages that are flying in. Now, please help. Please forgive me if I don't pronounce names correctly. I've got them in the book correctly, so don't worry about that. Prayers for the repose of the soul for Elvia. And it says, thank you, Debbie, and God bless. Thank you so much. I've got Elvia in the prayer book. Dawn on text messaging says, please pray for my sister, Christy, who suffers from depression. Guys, there are a lot of people suffering from depression right now. It's huge. You know, we, Jerry and I have the outreach ministry, Stand Tall. We are getting a lot of calls for people that are falling into depression. Please pray. That's very serious right now. And if anybody needs help, you can always go to standtalltoday.com. Christy, we're definitely going to pray for Christy, and I've got it in the prayer book. Also, another text coming in, prayer request for a cousin. It looks like Alicia, struggling with fertility and is extremely anxious and depressed. Thank you. Okay, same thing with the NAPRO technology there for the prayer requests coming in. There's resources out there for a lot of people and a lot of help, and there's also the saints, usually different saints like Saint Gerard and Padre Pio and other saints. You know, they're the patron of a certain situation or a certain illness or a certain part of our life that we all can relate to. Go to those saints, and you don't have to just go to one saint. You can go to many saints. They don't get jealous. Believe me, they all work together. So it's a wonderful family there in the Church Triumphant. Okay, Gigi on YouTube, please pray for, it looks like, Ebison's delivery and conversion and for restoration of our relationship for his late mother, Sherry, and Father Maxwell. Please pray for my late father as well, Jacques. Or I'm assuming it's Jacques. Okay, absolutely. Okay, Jacques. And then we got that. Okay, Cindy, one more. Cindy on text, prayers for courage and willingness for my son Jack as he moves through depression and rejoins daily life in Christ. Cindy, another one. Yes, Cindy, we are praying for your son, Jack. Again, guys, we've got to say extra rosaries for all those suffering from depression. It is... oh my goodness, I can't even begin to tell you. It's overwhelming how many calls and contacts we're getting from people who are suffering from depression. If everyone would say an extra rosary just in every day, we would help that. We would lift that. We would get people out of depression just through our prayers. Aaron in Kansas City, Kansas on Alexa, you're up next. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you, Debbie?
Well, I have to be honest with you, Aaron. These are very heavy prayer requests. I mean, I'm on the verge of tears for everybody. My heart breaks because people are suffering, and it's just so sad. And we just have to, we've got to ramp up. We've got to step up our prayers, all of us, if we're going to see a change, if we're going to see some relief. So we just have to. So thank you for asking, Erin. And I'm glad I got that out, because this is very painful to watch and to listen to, because people are suffering. But you go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say very quickly, because you prompted me to say it. Walking into Mass this morning, there was a message on EWTN with the Holy Father with a call for others to show their love and compassion by being willing to carry other people's crosses. And I know you do that every day, and I can hear it in your voice. So thank you for doing that without even being asked. But my prayer request today is for my friend Jeff, who has been suffering for 2 years with a sarcoma that is not survivable. He's, by all medical standards, should not be here. And they've basically told him there's nothing else they can do. But I feel like God is telling us to continue to pray and fight, because this type of cancer spreads very quickly, and which usually leads to being terminal, but it has not spread. And the doctors are dumbfounded. It has not spread. It's just growing monstrously in one spot, but they will not operate on it because they say it will kill him. So I feel like our Blessed Mother and the saints and our Lord is holding that tumor at bay, and I feel like we need to be fully open to ask for a miracle and expect it, because he shouldn't still be here.
How old is Jess?
He's 53.
Is he a believer?
He is now. He's a new believer. He's not Catholic, but he's open to everything. In fact, I got healing waters from Lourdes from a local priest, and he was very open to any blessing and anything that prayers to saints. He's got a brown scapular. He's very open to anything that will help him.
Can you get a priest to visit him?
You know, I haven't asked him, but I will. I've thought about that, and I heard you mentioning that to Kay. He's not a fallen away Catholic. He's never been a Catholic, but I could ask.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite amazing. If the tumor's at bay, right, and God is wanting him here, God wants him here for a reason. So whether it's to finish some work he needs to do, or some things he needs to do with people around him, or his own journey in faith. And I would definitely, if he's open to it, he's wearing a brown scapular, he's open to the prayers, I would just say, Jess, are you open to visiting with a priest and see if you can get one of your parish priests to visit him and just talk with him to see if it's even a possibility for him to go deeper in his own Christian faith, or possibly coming in, very quickly into the Catholic faith. I mean, it's quite interesting. I mean, this is what we believe. This is what we know to be true with the fullness of truth. And we know this, so we know what we get to look forward to. And we want all souls to benefit from that. And it sounds like he is open. When somebody is open, I would do everything possible to expose them to the Catholic Church. And you sound like such an incredible friend, and I think that's wonderful. I would definitely pursue that, and if he says no, that's okay. At least you asked.
Bless you. Thank you. Any other saints that you think we're praying? Saint Jude, praying mostly to our Blessed Mother, and especially through the devotion of Our Lady of Sorrows. But are there any other saints you think we should invoke?
Well, what I would do is you're coming up on next week is the Feast of the Archangels and the Guardian Angels. It's a very powerful week. A lot of people miss it, but it's a very powerful week. I would ask the Archangels and the Guardian Angels to also help and surround Jess. If indeed you're going, which we all should try to go for, you know, all the miracles, the biggest, we should try to go as big as we possibly can with God. But ultimately, the great miracle is the spiritual state of the soul, right? That's the greatest miracle, right? Okay. So we go for it. So ask the Archangels and the Guardian Angels to position people around Jess to get him in his best emotional, physical, and spiritual state, and then you entrust it all. Complete trust to God, and then you just let it be. But I would ask the angels to step in, especially for next week. Absolutely.
Thank you, and bless you, Debbie.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep us posted, will you, please, on how Jess is doing and see if there's any, change in things. We got to go big with God. Absolutely. So thank you so much. And Aaron, I've got you in the book as well, okay? And any other prayer intentions?
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm getting messages that it's for the repose of the soul of a previous text. It's Elvia or Elvia. Okay. I'm so sorry. I'll spell it Elvia. Okay. So we do have, precious soul in the book. So absolutely. Okay. Thank you again, Aaron in Kansas City, Kansas. Julie's up next in St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Julie. You're on the EWTN app. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. So I was hoping to get prayers for my marriage. We've got 11 years married, and we try to do everything right. We met on Catholic Match. I think his family side has played a part. I think we're on spiritual attack since getting married because of divorce in his family. Mm-hmm. And it was so bad that he had to ask his own mom and sisters to leave our reception because they caused that much of a disturbance.
Mm.
So bad so that they've never met our kids, and our kids are 10 and 6, his mom and sisters and all that side of the family. Mm-hmm. And for now, 11 years, my husband and I don't want divorce, but we just keep fighting. Our kids see it. 11 years, he sleeps on the couch and I sleep in the bedroom.
Ooh.
And I'm so scared that our kids are going to have this warped vision of what marriage is supposed to be, what God is, you know. They do PSR, it's important to us, our faith, but we're just in this cycle and I don't know what to do. We've done retrovi. We talked to priests.
You've done retrovi and counseling?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We just found a new counselor through our church that we've seen once, and then he kind of got sick, so we have to wait for him to get better. And then, but I'm just so scared that, that we're going to, I don't want to go to hell for our broken marriage,
Well, don't think like that, Julie. Don't think like that. God sees your pain, and he you have to remember in marriage, there's two people, right? We can't control the other person. So if it's not, it takes the two of you to really put in 100% to make this, to heal this or help heal this, and with God at the center. So you've done so many great things by going to a priest, going to retrovi, now getting a counselor. I would stick with the counselor and really, work with the counselor. One thing I want to ask you, Julie, where's your husband's, I don't want to ask you to judge, but just to give us a range, where is your husband at with the faith?
Oh, it's very important to him. Like, he plays music at church. He's constantly reading. He has everything books. He reads the Bible. He reads. Oh, yeah. That's like it was a breaker. It's like a breaker. Like, we had to be Catholic. Our faith had to be important to us, for us to be together. No, he goes to confession. He'll go to daily mass. Like, when he doesn't have to be at work sometimes, he'll do that over his lunch. Like,
yeah,
so, goes to confession regularly. We go to confession together,
But you're still fighting, and you're still not getting along in the home.
No, we can't talk about money. We can't talk about feelings. We can't talk about anything. We don't even have a budget. We've never gone on a family vacation in 11 years, like just the four of us.
Wow.
it's just so sad. And like, when our kids are 10 and 6, and when our kid was 10-year-old, when he was 8, he said, "Mommy, you should just throw away your wedding rings and get divorced."
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Julie, hold on a second. There's no physical or any serious abuse, is
there? No.
Okay.
No, just tit for tat.
Yeah.
Julie, lack for validation or feelings.
Right. Okay. Since you just said retrovi, and since you said you saw a priest, and now you've got this counselor, which is great, stick with the counselor. Mm-hmm. Julie, if you get a chance, email me. I'll help you.
Can I write down your email?
Absolutely. It's so easy. It's so easy. The show is Take Two, right? The number two. Right. So take.
What's your email?
Take Two, the number two, at EWTN.com.
At
EWTN.com. Okay, take2@EWTN.com. And our producer, Michael, will see the email come right in. It comes to me, it comes to Michael, and it comes to Jerry. But I'll get it, don't worry, and I'll respond to you, okay?
Thank you. I try to get in and talk about, you know, what God did. There was somebody who did a segment on what God did for the weekend. So I had one of those too, and I finally got through, and prayers are way more important right now for me. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Julie. Yeah, we're here for you. Don't worry. We'll see if we can get you in some other resources or other things that you can do to get this marriage healed. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to your husband. It's not fair to the children. And honestly, you know, it's all great to be doing the Catholic thing, but if we're crumbling at home, that's not pleasing to God. So we got to fix it. We have to fix it, and we can do it through prayer and through things and practices that we can do to heal it. So Julie, get in touch with me, please. And we've got you in the prayer book. The Take Two family is already praying, Julie. So just know, feel those prayers. Okay, real quickly, I've got to move fast if I'm going to get a few more in. You got to go real fast and just give me the name and what you're praying for if we can get more calls in. Real quickly, tomorrow is the Spirit World, Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, and Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. We are celebrating the Holy Angels tomorrow on the Spirit World. Patricia in Kansas, on Alexa. Patricia, we got to go fast. Tell me what you want me to put in the book. Hello, Patricia. Are you with us?
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to have some prayers. I'm going to have hip surgery, and I'm 92 years old. Mm-hmm. And also, I have a daughter who has brain aneurysms, and she suffers bad with headaches, and another daughter who has glaucoma.
Oh, okay. Do you want to give us the daughter's first names, Patricia?
Karen and Diane.
Got it. Okay, we've got them in the book. We're praying for this hip surgery coming up, Patricia. Everybody, Take Two family, pray for Patricia. She needs to be surrounded with heavenly support as she goes through this surgery. Patricia, we've got you covered in prayer. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to try to squeeze in a few more and keep us posted post-surgery how you're doing. Denise in North Dakota on Two Hearts Radio. Denise, take it away.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
I'd like to pray for my niece, Brandy. She's 48 years old. She's disabled. She's been in ICU since Saturday, and she has double pneumonia, diagnosed as a serious lung condition called acute respiratory distress syndrome. She's on a respirator and on antibiotics, and she's got a lot of health issues.
Okay. So, Brandy, we've got her in the, this is your niece, we've got her in the prayer book. Denise, I've got you in the prayer book for any additional intentions, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Anything else?
Well, my sister Shirley, who's also in long-term care, okay. And for our whole family, we've got a big family.
You got it. I always add the family too. I always add it. You got it, Denise. Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks for waiting. And Josephine, we got to go real fast. We only have 1 minute in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on Alexa. I've only got 1 minute, Josephine, but I wanted to squeeze you in.
Debbie, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm praying if you could please on the prayer request is for my beautiful daughter, Elizabeth Ann. She's 37 years old, and on the outside to the world, she looks so successful and happy. But her real, true yearning, she's never had a boyfriend, and she's never been in love, really. And she just wants that so badly. Mm. And she's praying and praying. She's a practicing Catholic. She is very successful in L.A. Beautiful girl. I say that not just as her mother, but everybody tells me.
Right.
But her heart is hurting so bad. And right now she came out here from L.A. to Lancaster to be with her dad, who is dying of cancer. And every day we go over together with her brothers, and we just laugh with him and joke with him, and she has a wonderful time with him. But she comes home and she says, Mommy, I'm so unhappy. Mm-hmm. And I know her dad has a lot, you know, missing, you know, going through that with her dad, attributes to that. However, in her heart, what she wants so badly hasn't happened for her. And at 37,
it's tough.
It's
real quick. Okay, so Josephine, I've got you in the book. I've got the whole family in the book. But you tell Elizabeth Ann, go to her guardian angel. Ask her guardian angel to give her some clarity in this and some peace. Have her lean on her guardian angel. I can't stress it enough. It kept coming to me as you were saying it. So please, Josephine, tell your daughter that and tell her to not lose hope. Not lose hope. Elizabeth, we've got it in the prayer book for your sister, Susie. Philip in Nova Scotia, we've got it in the prayer book and the others that have been waiting. I'm so sorry. I wish we had longer time, but we don't. We'll do this again in a couple weeks. Thank you to the show team. Thank you to the affiliates. And God bless all of you. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. We'll see you on Monday.